This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The group of seven richest democracies on Saturday announced a plan to counter China's growing influence by offering developing nations an infrastructure plan to rival President Xi Jinping's multi-trillion dollar Belt and Road Initiative. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden and other G7 leaders hope the so-called Build Back Better World Initiative will provide a transparent infrastructure partnership to help narrow the $40 trillion needed by developing nations by 2035. China's Belt and Road Initiative is a multi-trillion dollar infrastructure scheme that Xi launched in 2013, involving development and investment initiatives that would stretch from Asia to Europe and beyond. Leaders of the G7, the United States, Canada, Britain, Germany, Italy, France, and Japan want to use their gathering in a British seaside resort to show the world that the richest democracy can offer an alternative to China. A U.S. official says Biden also made, quote, forceful comments to G7 leaders about the need to make a strong statement about what rights groups say is the use of forced labor in China. But there was a, quote, spectrum of how far different countries are willing to go in their criticism. UN experts and rights groups estimate over 1 million people, mainly Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities, have been detained in recent years in a vast system of camps in Xinjiang. Hundreds of environmental protesters took to the corner seaside to draw the attention of world leaders and the international media that have descended on Southwest England for the three-day summit. A crowd of surfers, kayakers, and swimmers gathered Saturday on a beach in Falmouth for a mass paddle-out protest organized by a group campaigning for more action to protect oceans. This is VOA News. Britain will do, quote, whatever it takes to protect its territorial integrity in a trade dispute with the European Union, Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Sky News on Saturday, threatening emergency measures if no solution was found. The threat by Johnson seems to break a temporary truce in a war of words over part of the Brexit deal that covers border issues with Northern Ireland, the focus for tensions since Britain completed its exit from the EU late last year. Despite U.S. President Joe Biden encouraging them to find compromise, Johnson used a G7 summit to indicate no softening in his position on what is called the Northern Ireland Protocol that covers border issues with the British province. The United States has expressed grave concern the dispute could undermine the 1998 Good Friday peace deal. That agreement largely brought an end to three decades of conflict in which 3,600 people were killed. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday expressed, quote, serious concern about rising infections of the Delta variant of coronavirus, reinforcing suggestions he is set to delay lifting Britain's last remaining lockdown curbs. Johnson is due to announce Monday whether planned lifting of restrictions can go ahead on June 21st as scheduled, but the rapid spread of the Delta COVID-19 variant, first discovered in India, has thrown those plans into jeopardy, meaning the government will delay the lifting of the restrictions by a month, according to a Daily Telegraph report. A four-week delay would push the easing of restrictions to July 19th. Italian police said on Saturday they had arrested a Romanian citizen who is the subject of an international arrest warrant from Britain for the manslaughter of 39 Vietnamese people who were being smuggled into Britain. 28-year-old Stefan Damian Dragos allegedly provided the truck which was used to smuggle the group of migrants who were found dead in a freight container in the back of a vehicle in October 2019, according to Italian police. The discovery of so many dead people, two as young as 15, in the back of the truck shocked Britain and Vietnam. It also shined a spotlight on the illicit global trade that sends the poor of Asia and Africa and the Middle East on journeys to the West. Hong Kong democracy activist Agnes Chow described prison as, quote, agony on Saturday after she was released on the second anniversary of the city's huge democracy rallies, with police out in force and protests now all but banned. 2,000 officers have been placed on standby after social media calls for residents to commemorate the failed democracy demonstrations. Authorities have kept coronavirus prohibitions on public gatherings, despite recording only 3 infections in the last month. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.